You will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Rob Artigo here once again, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm a writer and investigator in California. Being invited back, always a great pleasure. Ray, hi.
How you doing, Rob? Good to be with you today.
We all know the natural order of life is that we experience ups and downs, and you've had a remarkably successful life, yet we know from this podcast that you've been fired from jobs and you had other setbacks, failures, and disappointments, pretty much like everybody else, every normal person in the world. So let's talk about your setbacks and how you dealt with them. Do you have a setback that stands out to you that led you to an unexpected place?
Well, you know, we talk about failure as a great educator. Now, we don't want to fail just for the sake of failing. Now, because we make mistakes and because we are, as they say, human, we are prone to error. And rather than get grumpy or get upset because we have these setbacks, we should look at them as learning processes. And so, yes, absolutely. There have been times when, I've stumbled and had to pick myself up again. As you pointed out, I've probably been fired 5 times. Tom Peters says, if you're not getting fired, you're not trying hard enough. So I can say I tried awfully hard because I was fired a lot of times. Now, what I want to say about that, though, is that if you make a job change and it's not because of, you want to advance yourself or because of some other need, you better be careful, because generally if you're forced to make a job change, then you'll do a better job. You'll end up, it actually works out better for you. It's when you decide because of more money or because of you want to move or whatever, that those aren't good reasons to make a job change. Job change to advance you. And generally, sometimes we have to get fired to advance ourselves. That certainly happened in my life. I know that from many years of experience, when I've had to do something because I was forced to do it, I end up moving better forward than I would have if I had decided on my own that I was, I'm going to do it for more money or do it for because I want to live in a different place or something.
I've heard necessity is the mother of invention. So in that respect, it's if you're forced to do something, your chances of coming up with something better than you imagined are better.
Exactly. That's exactly it. You made my point. Necessity is the mother of invention. And so if you have to move, change jobs, then move forward. That's what you should do.
Give us an example of one setback that you think of in your mind that really was one of those opportunities for you.
When I was working at Electromask, I had invented this piece of equipment called the wafer stepper. And it was, I think, a very innovative thing. It was long before its time. In other words, it was 10 years before it really took off. But it had caused a lot of turmoil within the company when I decided that we're going to develop this thing, this piece of equipment. And as a consequence of that, my boss, I've mentioned this on another podcast, my boss said, and in my book, Tough Things First, he said, you shouldn't work for another company, you should work for yourself. And so here I am, had a very good income at the time. I had a young family, and lots of responsibility, had a mortgage, and then I was out of a job. I had to say, okay. Went home, told my wife, I'm never going to work for anybody ever again. And she said, okay, what are we going to do? And I said, well, I'll figure it out. And so I had to start from scratch, no job, no income, and had to figure out what I was going to do. So But that ended up, by the way, being a tough place in life for me at the time, that I didn't know what was going to be the outcome of it. But as a consequence, I ended up starting my Crell Semiconductor in November 1978 and sold it a few years ago for almost $900 million. And I started with my own money. So that turned out to be a problem that I had to face that turned out I made it. I made lemonade out of lemons.
Right. And, you know, this reminds me of the story you tell in the book about your setbacks when you were running track. You wanted to run track, and they were telling you that you maybe weren't the best fit. So it reminds me of the conversation you're having with their boss. He says, maybe you're not a good fit around here. Maybe you should go start your own. Maybe you should work for yourself. And in essence, you had some ability to work for yourself and to manage your own trail, because sort of blazed that trail, learned those lessons when you were a kid running track.
Yeah, and that hurdling experience was quite an interesting one. I was a sprinter. My particular events were the broad jump, was the 100-yard dash, the relay, and one other. I can't remember now. But
was it 100-yard dash or one of the?
Was it? I already said that. Yes, 100-yard sprint. Oh, and a 220.
And
a 220. I decided one day, I was just goofing around, and I decided I was going to run the hurdles. And so I just was over there running the hurdles, and I end up tripping and breaking one of the hurdles. And my coach saw it happen and was angry with me and said, you know, you're not built to run the hurdles. You're too short, you know, and blah, blah, and on. And he ridiculed me in front of all my peers. And I went home much chagrined and talked to my dad about it. And he said, well, do you want to run the hurdles? And I said, well, I don't know. And he said, well, make up your mind. If you want to run them, I'm going to help you. So I came back the next day and I said, okay, I want to run the hurdles. So, and not because I particularly wanted to, it was just that I was insulted and I just wanted to show my coach that I could do something that he didn't think I was qualified to do. So my dad and I built three hurdles, put them in the alleyway behind our home. And I practiced every day for an hour. My dad was out there helping me. We practiced running those hurdles. As it ended up, I ended up being one of the best hurdlers, not only in my school, but also in the state of California.
Was I correct when I was drawing that correlation between your ability to succeed on your own after that conversation with that boss, that in respect to, you know, what you learned from that kind of experience in the track?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that was a setback in the sense of the word that I had my coach telling me, you can't do it. You're not qualified. You're not capable. You know, you're just, you know, you're not built right. You know, you don't have the right physical attributes to do that. But I was more embarrassed than anything else. So I went, home and talked to my dad about it. And I learned to overcome the physical difficulties I had. And end up being one of the best hurdlers in the state.
Well, thanks again, Ray. This is a great podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Follow Ray Zinn on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. And, of course, get the text of Ray's books, Tough Things First, and, of course, The Zen of Zinn. Thanks again, Ray.
And that's a book for everyone. Zen of Zinn is a book for all of you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.